Hello, everyone. I realize some people are great writers and love to express themselves that way. And for me, I really like to talk. And so I'm going to title this recording Death and Purpose. It's been a year. I moved here to the Netherlands from the United States 1 year ago today. And what a wild time to move to a different country, for sure. And when I thought about sharing with you all, I thought, it'd be great to say like all the things I miss about the United States and all the things I love about the Netherlands. And while both of those lists are really long, what I primarily feel is the tears of humanity right now. And the global pandemic, as it goes on and on, really feeling and seeing people questioning a lot about their lives. And whenever someone dies around me, I always ask the question, am I living my best life? And for years now, that's sort of been a reflexive act for me. Well, in 2020, actually 2021, a little bit of this year, I lost the seventh person in my network. And again, I said that to myself and I thought, what does that even mean? Actually, it's not a very powerful question. Am I living my best life? And particularly when you're in the middle of being locked down, as many of us still are, that's really an interesting question. So I started to think about, if I'm living my best life, it's because I'm living on purpose. And I don't know about you, but when someone dies, I think about the last time I interacted with that person. And it's sad, but I also have a smile coming to my face as I think about the last moment I was with Carlos. I used to teach around the country with this particular organization, and it was the beginning of December in 2019. Remarkably in Portland, Oregon. So I was able to drive to the National Training Institute that we were doing. And it's this experience of fulfillment and exhaustion at the end of training people for 5 days, 30 or 40 people are in your classroom. And so at the end of it, we all seem to kind of gather and just tell war stories of the week. It's a way to kind of bond with each other, and it's such a unique experience to do this kind of work. It's just nice to have other people who understand where you are. And, we were laughing about some of the things that had happened. And because I knew this was probably going to be my last time with these people, I felt very in the moment. Very like time slowed down, and I took in every second of it because this was it, right? I wasn't going to be able to do this from the Netherlands, so I probably would never see these people again. And I just remember laughing and enjoying those times. And yeah, that's my last memory of Carlos. And there's something about that being in the moment. I think I've said that to my clients 1,000 times. You often say things that you need to hear yourself, or at least I do. And that circles back to this idea of a best life. I think many times in my life, that question is driven me to live life faster, to get more done, to achieve more. And I'm not saying that that doesn't have a place in life, because there's definitely different seasons that we live. But I also realize, like, there's a cost to living life fast. And becomes like a dragon in a way to keep pushing you, pushing you. And oftentimes that pushes you out of the moment, pushes me out of the moment, I should say. And now when I think about what's my best life, I really believe it's in those moments of connection with others. You know, this is where the magic lies. When I think about that time, I know exactly where I was sitting. I can see the three other colleagues, and Carlos was standing in front of me, and we were just laughing and, you know, genuinely connecting with each other and reflecting, understanding, compassion, listening to one another. And when I boil it all down, it's really that simple. It's in those moments, can you actually be present? Yeah, I think there are other things that come up in moments that we don't want to deal with. We often neglect our feelings. And yeah, I think this year has really slowed everyone down to the point where you really can't escape them anymore. And then, you know, what do you do with those? I 100% believe that if we all just slowed down a little bit and listened to one another, really heard each other, that the world would be a kinder, gentler place. And in that moment, that's the purpose, at least in my view, of how I live out my purpose. Being able to reflect the magnificence of another human. And it also changes me. I am so blessed that almost on a weekly basis, I get some email, text, message from one of my clients, one of my students, about the difference that I've made in their lives. And I get to feel that sense of fulfillment that I wish all of you can experience in your lives. So, yeah, find your purpose, live your purpose. I'm just going to leave with this quote because I think it's really, it boils down everything that I'm speaking to today. It's a Maya Angelou said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." And I'll say it again. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Be well. Bye for now.